Good day. This is Paige Estritori for Financial Services Online, here to bring you this week's insurance industry news wrap. Beginning with Club Marine, the esteemed marine insurance leader, which welcomes their new CEO, Tim Wiles. Wiles, who began his journey as a junior underwriter in 2007, has steadily climbed the ranks, demonstrating leadership skills through roles in underwriting, client services, and product development. His selection as CEO is expected to foster stability and continuity within the company, following the departure of Karen Tamaipi. Praise from Allianz Australia's Janita Wijaya about Wiles's dedication and leadership promotes a promising future under his guidance. Wiles will use his management expertise and love for boating to solidify Club Marine as Australia's top recreational boat insurance provider and drive market growth. Shifting gears to the NSW Strata sector, where concerns over transparency have come to light. Top Strata management company, NetStrata, is under investigation by the NSW government following an ABC expose revealing high insurance brokerage fees and undisclosed benefits. The company, managing over 1,000 buildings, accrued more than $21 million in fees since 2015. Amid ongoing examination by NSW Fair Trading and McGrath Nickel Consultants, NetStrata pledges to improve transparency and cooperate fully. This investigation underscores the need for public trust in strata management. Moving on, there's an important update in the case of former insurance broker Sean Sweeney. Sweeney's appeal against his lifetime financial services ban has been dismissed. This verdict follows his conviction for defrauding clients by misappropriating insurance premiums. Even though he made partial restitution and sought therapy for substance and gambling addiction, the risk of relapse was deemed high enough to uphold the ban. This ruling emphasizes the financial service industry's uncompromising stance on upholding ethical standards and consumer trust. Finally, let's talk about BellRock's big announcement. They've enhanced their advisory services to provide support for complex business deals, such as mergers and acquisitions, and contingent risks. This innovation comes in response to the expected increase in such transactions needing specialized risk management solutions. BellRock's move squares the circle on today's business news, demonstrating the ever-changing demand in the corporate transaction landscape. Here, businesses require innovative, tailor-made risk advice, and it seems BellRock is looking to fill that gap. Once again, I am Paige Estritori for Financial Services Online, wrapping up this week's insurance news. We're here to serve both consumers and businesses. Be sure to check out our website, financialservicesonline.com.au, for more information. Until next time, stay informed and stay secure.